Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Gimel and Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis, seven lines up from the bottom, the last word of the line, the word Ve'ema. So says the Gemara, we had said that Lechapir is referring to Yom Kippur. We want to know what's the makar that there's a Prisha Shivas Yaman on Yom Kippur. So we said, we learn it now from a pasuk that it says by the Miluim, Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazet, Tziva Hashem Lases Lechapir Aleichem. And we said Lechapir is referring to Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Shmini, the Prisha Shivas Liyay Mechadu. Maybe it's referring to Shmini Atzeres, which would also be Daima to the Miluim, just like Yom Kippur is, in the sense that it would also be a Prisha Shivas Yamim for a one-day event. Just like Yom Kippur is a one day, and the Miluim is a one day, well, Shmini Atzeres is also one day. So how do you know Lechapir is referring to Yom Kippur any more than it's referring to Shmini Atzeres? Says the Gemara, Dan and Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav. We'd rather learn out Yom Kippur, and compare Yom Kippur to the Miluim, because by both of them, there's no Kedusha in front of them. There's no Kedusha before the 10th of Tishrei, before Yom Kippur, and there was no Kedusha before the Shmini de Miluim. However, Ve'en Dan and Davar She'esh Kedusha Lefanav, and we're not going to compare Shmini Atzeres to the Miluim because Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha Lefanav because there's Sukkos before Shmini Atzeres as opposed to the Miluim which didn't have Kedusha in front of it, and therefore we're going to compare and we're going to say that Lechapir is referring to Yom Kippur and not Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Adrabo, Vlav Kavu Chaymeru. That which you just said is more of a reason to say that Shmini Atzeres should require Prisha Shavas Yamim. Because Hashtan Davar She'en Kedusha Lefanav by Prisha, if we find by the Miluim, where there's no Kedusha Lefanav, and still it requires Prisha Shavas Yamim, so Davar She'esh Kedusha Lefanav, so Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha Lefanav, Lo Kol Shekin, all the more so that it should require Prisha Shavas Yamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Mesharshio Loi Hazek Siv Kezeh. That no, we're not just looking for something which in our own Svara would tell us that there's more of a reason to say it should require Prisha Shavas Yamim. We're looking for something which is Daima to the Miluim, because it says Hazeh. So we're looking for something that's Kizeh. We're looking for something which is more Daima to the Miluim. And at the end of the day, if you look at Yom Kippur, and you look at Shmini Atzeres, so Yom Kippur is more Daima to the Miluim. And therefore we say the Lechapir is referring to Yom Kippur and not to Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Ashi Amar, second teretz, for how we know that Lechapir is not referred to Shmini Atzeres. Because it can't be, because Mi'ika Midi, De'ika Rega Loibai Prisha, and Tafel Didei Bai Prisha, could it be that the Ikar Regel of Sukkos doesn't need Prisha, and the Tafel, Shmini Atzeres, is only a Tesefes onto Sukkos, it's a Tafel to Sukkos, and the Tafel is going to require Prisha, the Ikar doesn't require Prisha, and the Tafel does require Prisha, it can't be such a thing, it can't be, and that's how we know that the Lechapir is not referring to Shmini Atzeres, because it's only the Tafel of Sukkos, and therefore, it can't be that the Ikar doesn't require Prisha, and the Tafel does. And even the Filaman de Amar who holds that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own regal, it's not a tafel to sukkis, that's only regarding these things, these exceptions of pizar kishav, pious man, regal, carbon shear, and bracha, like Rashi says. But aval inyan tashlumin, but regarding tashlumin, meaning, and from here we see that really Shmini Atzeres is a tafel to sukkis. Those were exceptions, pizar kishav. Aval inyan tashlumin, we see that tashlumin derishainu. We see that Shmini Atzeres is considered a chelik of sukkis, and it's a tafel to sukkis. Where do we see that? Nam, we learned in the Mishnah, that mishlei chag b'yom tov harishain shel chag, that if a person didn't bring his carbon chagiga on the first day of sukkis, so chagig v'halik chalarego kulai. So he's allowed to continue bringing it all the rest of the days of Sukkot. It's as a tashlumin. He didn't bring it on the first day like he was supposed to, so he could bring it on one of the subsequent days of Sukkot. The Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, and even on the last day, even on Shmini Atzeres. So you see that even though it's Batsam, a Karban Chagiga of Sukkot, still you could bring it for tashlumin even on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is really part of Sukkot. So you see it's a Tafel of Sukkot, and being that it's a Tafel of Sukkot, it's a Tafel to Sukkot, it can't be that the Iker, that Sukkot, doesn't require Prisha, and that Shmini Atzeres would require Prisha. Frak the Gemara Vayter though, Ve'ema Atzeres. But maybe the Lechapir is referring to Atzeres. Maybe it's referring to Shvuas, the Prisha Shiva Liyay Mechadu, because that would also be Daima to the Miluim, in the sense that it would be a Prisha Shiva for one day, because Shvuas is Batsim only one day. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Abba, Donin Par Echad Vayel Echad. No, we're going to compare Yom Kippur to the Miluim because both of them have a Par Echad Vayel Echad. The part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur was a Par Echad Vayel Echad, and the Karbanei Shel Aaron by the Miluim was a Par Echad Vayel Echad. Lafuki Atzeres Dishnei Elim Ninum. And we're not going to compare the Shavuos to the Miluim because Shavuos is different because Shavuos has Shnei Elim. Says the Gemara, that's all good if you say the Yom Kippur has one aisle. Hanich lamad amar Yom Kippur ma'ayel echadu. El lamad amar Shnei Elim ninhu. But if you hold that Yom Kippur has two Elim, so ma'ikala meimar, so why, how do you know that Lechapir is talking about Yom Kippur any more than it's talking about Shavuos? Your whole teretz was that because Shavuos has Shnei Elim and Yom Kippur is one. So therefore Yom Kippur is more daima to the Miluim. But there's a man, the Amar, who holds that Yom Kippur also has Shnei Elim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Aimer, Rebbe says that Ayel Echad hu Amar Kan hu Amar B'chumash HaPikudim. That in the Torah, where you'll see when you open the Torah, that it's two times in the Torah where it says that there's an Ayel on Yom Kippur. One is Kan in Acher Mais, and the other is in Chumash HaPikudim, in Parashas Pinchas. And so Rebbe says, even though it's two different places in the Torah where we find that the Torah says that there's an aisle in Yom Kippur, it's the same aisle. It's referring to the same aisle. However, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Aimer, that Shnei Elim Ninu. He says that no, it's two different Elim. Echad Amar Kan, Ve'echad Amar B'chumash HaPikudim. There's one that's being referenced in Parashas Acharei Mais, and it's one that's being referenced in Parashas Pinchas, two different Elim. So according to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, who holds that there's two Elim, so how do we know that Lechapir is not talking about Shavuos? How do we know it's talking about Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Filu Tamer Belazer Reb Shimon, Hasam Chad Lechayv Esayoyim V'Chad Musafin. Even the Filu Belazer Reb Shimon, still it makes more sense to say that Lechaper is talking about Yom Kippur than to say that it's talking about Shavuos, because Yom Kippur is still more daima to the Miluim. Because at the end of the day, Yom Kippur, even Lefi Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who hold that there's two Elim, one of them is Lechayv Esayoyim. There's only one aisle that's brought Lechayv Esayoyim. The other one is the Musafin. It's an added one. Lafuki Atzeres, the Tarvayu Lechayv Esayoyim Nenu. As opposed to Atzeres on Shavuos, there's two Elim that are brought as Lechayv Esayoyim. And therefore it's still, even if you're a blessed of Reb Shimon, still Yom Kippur is more daima to the Miluim than Shavuos is. Because Yom Kippur, there's one that's a Chayvus Hayyim, just like the Miluim, as opposed to Shavuos, which has two Elim as the Chayvus Hayyim.